have on both sides, you know, that Ruby?
What else did you do besides working on the farm?
Well, I helped my mother do the cooking. And I was the oldest child in the family. So I had to help care for my younger brothers and my one sister. I was oldest in my family, and mother and daddy had 7 children, 5 boys, and between the 2 girls. My sister was the baby. But we lost 2 boys. So it left 5 in the family. And I started at school when I was about 5 years old. I had to walk 2 miles. And my shoes were so hard and stiff that they rubbed blisters on my heels. And I would maybe one day wear my shoes, and then maybe 2 days I'd go barefooted with my heels wrapped up, my toes sticking out, freezing off. And we had a little path that we had to walk through, and pine straw and pine burrs would be in this little road. And when we could wear our shoes, we'd put a pine burr in front of us and we kicked it along as we walked to school.
Do you remember the name of that school?
Wicker School.
How long did you go to Wicker School?
I'd say about between 6 and 7 years. Then the school deceased there and was moved closer to where I lived, about 1/2 mile. And I went there.
What was that called?
Called New Chapel. So I went there. I'd say 4 years. And then, at the time when the little schools didn't get but 6 months a year for school, you couldn't finish your grade in 6 months. So I was in the 10th grade when that school deceased. And then I came to school at Homewood, Mississippi, when I was 18 years old.
That's when you moved to Homewood?
When I was 18 years old, I moved to Homewood.
You went to the Homewood School?
I went to the Homewood School. But that year that we had 6 months of school, I told my daddy that I wanted to finish my grade in the 10th grade. So I rode a mule part of the time. My daddy was a cowman, and he used the car to find these cattle to buy. And when he wasn't using the car, I came in the car to Homewood, the 2 miles. I rode the mule 2 miles when daddy didn't have to have the car for his work. To finish out my 10th grade schooling. Well, by the next year then,